Nope, that's not your phone ringing, but I got your attention and it distracted you for a second, didn't it? Last week, Ontario announced that there was going to be a cell phone ban put in place in September in classrooms, and it sprung a debate across Canada. Chelsea Hewitt is currently a replacement teacher at École La Roche du Nord. She says students in that school know not to use their phones, and that the school has a fairly strict policy on cell phone usage. But when she was substituting at various schools, it was completely different.
When I was substituting, it was a different story, because it seems to vary totally from school to school, and even sometimes like from teacher to teacher. So that can be really tough, especially as a substitute. Like, you're totally competing for their attention.
Students don't take substitute teachers
seriously anyway. Exactly. Yeah. And then if you're in for a teacher who doesn't necessarily have a very strict cell phone policy, then it can be really hard. And just knowing what the policy is in that school versus other schools, because it's like an LESD doesn't really have like a policy in place across the board. It varies from all the schools.
Another big issue that Hewitt has dealt with was students taking her photos without her consent.
I don't know how many snaps I've even been in, but like students taking snaps like of me without my consent, like, which I found out about after the fact. Like, it's not just texting. Like, you don't know like when your photo is being taken.
Hewitt says she's turned around to a phone in her face and her photo sent out to the world. With that, it's understandable why the debate over banning cell phones in classrooms is still alive. One former teacher in Alberta is completely here for cell phones in classrooms. Dr. Susanna Wong worked with special needs students for 32 years before she decided to go back to school and get her PhD in children's learning. She believes that there's a place for cell phones in the curriculum.
A two-year-old actually call her grandma, FaceTime, Skype, without any assistance. She can just go to her mom's iPad and do all the dialing. So we need to sort of scaffold on this type of learning at home and use it at school. There's a real big gap, a disconnection, what the children are doing at home, what we're doing at school. And what we're measuring what they know at school is also very, very disconnected with what they're doing at home.
Wong believes that if the curriculum was more accepting of smart devices, then the teachers would be able to evaluate a student's learning based on what they've already learned at home.
I really think the school system needs to start thinking in 21st century. So I'll give you an example. Imagine I'm going to test how good of a driver you are with a car, but in school, I'm going to use the assessment tool like a horse. Margaret, can you ride a horse?
Simply put, the school system is outdated, and it needs to learn how to adapt. But can students find the discipline to avoid social media while they're using their phones educationally?
So if you're using it purposely, meaningfully, and really serves a learning tool, then I think the student will start using it. So they don't really have time to go do something else because they have a task. Your instructor actually say, Margaret, take out your smartphone. I want you to do this. Can you look this up for me? So you have to embed that in your teaching.
So the question now is, will the school curriculum ever change to incorporate the latest technological advancement? Let us know what you think in the comment section of our Facebook page or on our website. Should schools completely get rid of cell phones, or should we adapt to them? For Kicker, I'm Margaret Harvey.